Welcome back to the Build Your First Microsoft BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2 training course. And in this presentation, Peter Myers is going to talk to you about how you can use Excel services in SharePoint 2010 to share and collaborate on analysis services data with groups of users in your organization.
Thank you, Roger. So we're going to start by introducing what is Excel services. So it's a SharePoint 2010 service application that enables the loading, calculation, and display of your Excel workbooks. And it's designed to be scalable, robust, and enterprise-class server that provides features and calculation fidelity with Excel. So what you can achieve in the Excel workbook, there's great parity with what can be achieved on the server as well. So to make this absolutely clear, because there's a different product that SharePoint supports, which is the collaboration of editing workbooks. It's not that concept. The concept here is that we use the Excel client to produce reports. We publish those workbooks to the server and request for them via Excel services. We'll, in turn, retrieve, the Excel service will retrieve the document, query the data sources to deliver live data.
Including analysis services.
Including analysis services, and then it will render back to the client an HTML representation of your workbook.
Right.
So it is a read-only experience as far as the content, and we have the ability then with certain interactivity, like sorting, filtering, expand and collapse, and the ability to pass in parameters, which enables then our Excel workbooks and reports to become parts of dashboard pages. So we can assemble dashboard pages in SharePoint, whereby SharePoint filters can pass values into the parameters to update the reports that we have in the Excel web service. So what's the architecture? Well, this is how it works. Excel, the client, is used to develop reports. And then you go ahead and typically you save those workbooks to SharePoint. That is not a requirement. Excel services can retrieve from a network share as well, but generally we'd like to think that those, if you're using SharePoint because you're using Excel services, that you're using document libraries as well to store these. The request then from a web client for that workbook will engage Excel services to then retrieve the workbook from its storage location. It'll interrogate the data connections, which could be analysis services. It will then query those connections to deliver live data. And then the calculation service will calculate the workbook, and then the Excel web access will produce the HTML representation that's sent back to the browser. So publishing Excel workbooks to SharePoint, Excel services can render workbooks stored in SharePoint or a network drive. Report authors can configure the publish options. So when I publish my workbook that can consist of multiple worksheets, multiple pivot tables, pivot charts, even named ranges, and even table objects, they can all be published. And I can make my selection there. Do I want people to see the entire workbook, specific sheets, or particular items within the workbook? And then in addition to this, appreciate that what Excel services can render are the pivot tables, pivot charts, images, standard cells, conditional formatting, slices, and sparklines can all be delivered through this web experience. So the discussion here is that once we've actually created these reports, how can we embed them into applications? And there are two approaches we'll discuss here. There's the Excel Web Access web part and the REST API. So the web part enables viewing and interacting with a live workbook by using a browser. Filter web parts can filter the web part by passing filter values into the parameters that you've defined and declared within your Excel workbook. And this certainly supports the self-service creation of dashboards that end users that don't know how to code anything can use Excel to create reports. They have permission and the skills to publish to a document library. They then have the ability to create web part pages and then introduce the Excel Web Access web part and basically reference their workbook and the item that they want shown. And then similarly, bring in a filter and then create a connection that filter values pass across to the web part. All right, no code necessarily required to achieve that. Now, the REST API was introduced in the latest version, the 2010 SharePoint release, and is available for accessing workbook parts directly through a URL. So I always think of this, if you're familiar with reporting services and its URL access, it's the equivalent that through a single HTTP request, we can build a string that requests a workbook or indeed part of a workbook in different formats. So the available resources include the workbook itself, or the ranges, charts, tables, and pivot tables that are contained within the workbook. So this slide here provides us pretty much what a URL could look like. So the path to the REST ASP.NET web page, and here it is, the Excel REST, and then the path to the workbook itself within the document library, and then beyond it, the model, and then the resources within the model. So this is referencing from the charts collection, a chart that is named Chart 1. And this slide here talks about the different formats that we can request. So for example, ranges can be requested as HTML or Atom feeds. Charts can come back only as PNG images. Tables can come back as HTML or Atom, as can pivot tables. And here's an example where we can request a particular table of data through the Excel service. The query string, $format equals Atom, and then we append here a parameter. We can pass into the parameter that the year is 2010. So this single string enables the embedding or the retrieval of this Atom data feed direct from the service itself.
And what you do with that data is up to you as a developer. You know, you could populate it in some other web application, you know, rich client application, whatever you need. All of a sudden, Excel services becomes this very rich data source for analytical data.
Well, it becomes a data service, effectively. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's delivering an XML feed that anything that can parse XML can do something with it. The examples that work particularly well here is that office products like Word and PowerPoint can use these URLs to embed, for example, the image of a chart. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this is it will be synchronized live, that when you open up the PowerPoint presentation, it will attempt to query with the Excel service and bring back the current chart.
Nice.
Very, very cool. All right, from a developer experience, what opportunities do we have? Well, there's three stories to talk about with Excel services. We'll start by talking about the SOAP API. So there is a web service interface. And so one example here that I think works particularly well is that Excel workbooks sometimes contain, you know, libraries of business rules and functions. Maybe accountants build up their own formula. They put a value in cell B2, and they know that A3 is going to give them what they need. Well, programmatically, you can have, via the service, you can load the workbook, you can pass values into cells, you can recalculate, and you can retrieve the values out. So it could well be that you can view Excel services as a way of managing object function libraries.
Sort of a calculation engine, if you will.
It's a calculation engine, but it also enables, you know, in the past, developers are the ones that produce assemblies or DLLs that contain this. Mm-hmm. We can now have accountants that don't know how to code produce complex functionality, and they do.
Yeah.
And they could publish this, and programmatically you could pass values in and retrieve them, and then you could leverage that consistent definition that still could be maintained by the accountant. So long as the endpoints don't change, they could revise formulas and republish it, and applications will leverage this.
Right.
Next story, and this is new in the 2010 release, is the ECMAScript object model. So for sophisticated requirements, typically where we have a good example is that we have two web parts, and we want the web parts to interact with one another. So it does require working with scripts, so it would be JavaScript, right? Mm-hmm. And what you can do is you can use JavaScript that can respond to the events of a user clicking or doing something on your Excel web access report. And then you can do something like reference another web part on the page. And so when we click the country here, I would like to see this chart update to reflect that choice. All right, so there's some sophisticated scenarios you can work with here, but it will require some fairly serious scripting skills for the web.
Well, it's important that developers have the ability to kind of customize the user experience sometimes, and that sometimes developers feel a little constrained in that black box environment of SharePoint to do this. This cracks open all of the eventing that happens within the Excel web client and gives you the ability to really customize the user experience to make it do whatever you want to do as users click on things, right?
So it just reminds me of an interesting example. We've said that Excel services and what it delivers is a read-only experience.
Right.
But if you want to collect values that a user clicks on a cell and they want to pass values in and you want to persist them to some store, so long as you can write the script to achieve that,
or take the value they clicked on and pump it into a parameter somewhere else or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I basically think it's down to your creativity, what you can achieve here.
Yep.
Don't be limited by what the out-of-the-box functionality, perhaps for end users, non-developers, are constrained by. Last topic here is that user-defined functions are supported. So the Excel calculation service can be extended, perhaps because the functionality you require isn't natively supported in Excel. Note that it doesn't support macros or VBA that the client supports. But if you do need the ability to create custom functions, you can build assemblies that expose these functions, you can register them with the server, and you can extend the capabilities of the calculation service this way. And that pretty much covers all we need to cover with Excel services. include some resources here like the Excel team blog and the Excel services overview.
That's great, Peter. I mean, just like you can use Excel to provide that rich interactive analysis services client to a single end user, we now have the ability to kind of publish that up to a SharePoint server and include that Excel services kind of rendering of that workbook as part of an overall BI solution.
Right, right.
And it's not just a static shot. It's a very richly interactive thing, like you said, with slicers, filters, all of those things can operate and can really become a great way of visualizing data in an overall BI solution that's SharePoint based, right?
Right.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Peter. We'll
see you
in the next presentation.